Hoffman. Welcome inside the Crazy Ant Farm, man. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Dude, we are living the dream as always. We are super excited to talk to you. First of all, congratulations on the huge success of the film. You are so not invited to my bar mitzvah. It was a huge success. Adam Sandler right out the gate with your first one. That's awesome. And we are, of course, going to talk all about that because we've got so many questions. The film was definitely interesting. But we're going to talk about so much more, too, bro. You're a sports dude. We're both sports dudes, so we're pumped to talk to you about that. And of course, the career, man. A young guy getting started. If we did the research right, you got started pretty young, like 10. So that's pretty awesome. That's typically how we kind of just dive into this thing, man. So for anybody who might not be familiar with your work or hasn't checked you out yet, let's talk about that. How did you get started in the industry? Was it something you always saw yourself doing or wanted to do, or just something you kind of fell into, man?
Ever since I was a little kid, I think it's been just kind of like my thing to entertain. You know, I always loved to like wear the costumes, you know, like run around, like start singing, dancing, whatever it was, you know, and whether it was annoying or just like, you know, everyone loved it. I was doing it, you know?
Yeah.
From a young age, you know, it's like I had the YouTube channel. It was like, you know, I just kind of loved that aspect of like, I don't know, like creating something and then like showing it to people. Maybe they'll like it, maybe they won't. But from there, you know, my mom was an actress, and before she was in a little bit of casting, but yeah, she was on this smaller film that was filmed near our house. And one day I just came to set and, you know, they were filming whatever and they let me run around and just kind of have fun, you know, and it was just like one of the best days ever. You know, I ended up and my mom told me, you know, I obviously don't remember, but she was like, yeah, you told me, you were like, you had the best day ever. And, you know, you just enjoyed yourself and you really liked it. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah. So yeah. But the next day, we went back in and they actually gave me like a small speaking role. And that was like my first IMDb credit. Yeah. It's called like The Unlimited Lives of Gwen Saldin. I'm not sure where it went. that was kind of just like the first thing that jump started me into it. And I never looked back. You know, I love this stuff. It's, yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome. And like we were telling you in the pre-interview, we are also filmmakers ourselves. And we always say that being on set is a different type of feeling than a normal day, you know, or at least especially for people who go to work. And this is what we do for work. So be able to go there. And it's like a masterclass, too. You can go to an actor and learn about acting. You can go to the cinematographer and learn about the camera movements, or director directing people how to act, or they're envisioning the shots and things. So to be able to have that experience so young is very volatile, I feel like, because you are able to soak it in. Because I always heard, you know, when you're younger, you absorb things quicker. Like they always say, you know, teach your kids Spanish when you're younger because it's easier, or right, something like that. So, I mean, it's kind of the same, I feel like, with everything. So that's really fun. What movie do you think inspired, or what do you think was your favorite movie growing up to where you were like, okay, this is what I want to do?
So yeah, so this is an easy one. This is like day one. If you know me well, you know Ferris Bueller's Day Off is like my all time. Like I'm from Chicago. It is like that is just like the peak in my head. Like movie. Like I don't know. Like ever since day one, it's just like, I don't know. I just love that they just like got to run around and do whatever. It's just like Ferris was like the coolest guy to me, and I just loved it. And I was like, that's what I want to do. I was like, I want to run around. I want to sing on a parade float. You know, like I want to ditch school, go to a Cubs game. But like, and for anyone watching, if there is ever a reboot, I'm your guy. No, seriously. No, I mean, anyone who's, you know, I'll write it, I'll produce it, whatever. Let's do it. Anyone. I'm game. Let's do it.
Oh my gosh. All right. So you quickly shot up to the near the top of my fave guest list, because anybody who loves 80s movies, especially Ferris Bueller, I mean, come on, man. That's so epic. I think that sparked so much trouble early on, because so many people were ditching school to go try to have days like that. It was the school system's like, whoa, let's not show this right now. But who didn't want to do that, right? And what's the responsible way to do that, of course? Become an actor and do it like that. You know, it's kind of like you get to do it for real. That's awesome, man. And Broderick, of course, huge career. And you know, that's definitely a guy you want to kind of follow in the footsteps of. So talk about, okay, what came next? You know you want to do it. You know you enjoy doing it kind of a thing. You got on set. You did that little part or whatever. Did you, because your mom, you said, was an actress. So did you know the route? Like, okay, got to get an agent. Got to start getting into some casting gigs, doing some auditions and stuff. And by the way, how old were you? You were like, what, 10, right? Like, so.
Yeah, no, like 8, 9, 10. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like, I was just like, I want to have fun. Like,
yeah.
So I'm pretty sure from there, what happened was that, you know, my mom put me on a castings website.
Yep.
And, you know, pretty much any open call I was going to, I'm pretty sure we were driving to Milwaukee like every other weekend doing auditions, you know, with different various casting directors. And actually my first audition, you know, past that, it was for this, I think it was this health clinic.
Yeah.
Fields. Yeah. And then, I got it first audition out the gate and it was like, it was super fun. You know, I felt like I was like pampered all day. Like it was pretty cold on set. It was snowing and they would like hand me my blanket and stuff. And they were, I love this. But yeah, no. And then, from there, basically, just, you know, kept auditioning and, I ended up signing with the Rock Agency, who also had my mom as a client. And, you know, we developed a pretty great relationship, auditioning and, which brought me to my next role, which was Next.
Yep.
That premiered on Fox. Yeah.
Smooth pun right there. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My next role. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Pretty much that kind of just like set things off for me. Like that kind of set in stone in my mind. Like that's really like what I wanted to do, you know, which was a huge stepping stone for me for sure in my career, with the help of also my wonderful managers, Joe and Lisa, you know, coaching me on the audition and all the help from them. Yeah, but no, I'm super grateful for all that. And
man, that's awesome. Because yeah. I really feel like, you know, we've interviewed a lot of child stars on our podcast, and I feel like you are very ahead of the game. You can tell too with the emotional support and the professional support that you have around you with your management team and your mom. So how important is it to have that support base around you to keep you motivated, to keep you moving forward in this industry?
Yeah, honestly, there's nothing more important than the wonderful support base from, you know, like my dad, my mom. You know, like, honestly, I've been blessed and I'm very lucky to have the people in my life that are able to just fully support me and understand, you know, my craft and what I want to be doing. You know, especially my dad, you know, he's an artist and he is, you know, he's not, you know, he doesn't fully understand the TV and movie industry because like, that's not where he's from, but completely gets that I love it. And he is like full steam ahead. Like, you know, like, and that's what I love about him so much. And my mom as well, is, you know, they make a great team and they're in, you know, for anyone watching that wants to get into acting, you know, developing and finding that great support system and group it's really going to help you get far. It's really something, it's a necessity for sure.
Couple of things there that really jumped out to me. One, because this industry, especially for young actors, there's a lot of temptation. There's a lot of opportunity to go the wrong way with it. You know, you get that little bit of pampering, like you said, they're taking care of you, they're making you feel like, and a strong support system, especially from the family and your managers, are what I think keep people on the right path. So the fact that you understand that already and have that, fantastic. The other thing that you said was the developing that relationship and the networking, to understand that so young is critical, because your whole career is based on networking and relationships and how they view you. Because I think a lot of people out there don't realize how small the community actually is. So whatever your reputation is, it gets spread real quick about whether you're a good or bad guy to be working with. And so the fact that you understand that so early on is fantastic, which is probably why, you know, you get gigs with like Adam Sandler. Because, you know, can we just say the first movie out, you're going up with Sandler? And then...
Yeah.
when I saw that too, and then after watching the movie and realizing that one, you're playing the bad guy, and two, opposite Sandler's daughter, as if it's not pressure enough that Sandler's producing and starring in it, but now you're having to go toe to toe with his daughter. I would have been terrified. I'm like, oh crap, I can't do anything wrong here. Talk about that. First of all, the casting process and how awesome that was and how did that come about. And then talk a little bit about that, the being on set and having the pressure of Sandler, who's had massive success and also started young. Just talk about that a little bit and what that whole experience was like.
I mean, yeah, honestly, obviously one of the greatest experiences of my life, you know, like that friend just from the gate, you know, the audition process, you know, obviously got a call. It was a request, which made me, you know, very excited
for and, sure.
And, you know, yeah, did the audition and was like, you know, I like this and, you know, got great feedback. It was awesome. I think we waited a couple weeks, but yeah, I got a call back and it's like, all right, we're getting closer. Let's see where this goes, you know? And so, yeah, I got the call back. They wanted to do a Zoom. I met with Sonny. We did a Zoom together, kind of just like a chem read.
Yep.
And actually, Sandler popped his head in on that one and nice. Said, what's up? And it was that was like, oh, like that, you know, that was really just like kind of a shocking moment, you know. But yeah, and, you know, waited a couple weeks and it was like, all right, we need you to come to Toronto, Canada in 4 days, you got it. And it's like, oh, okay, cool.
Awesome. Wow. Yeah. No problem.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it sounds good, you know. And yeah, I mean, obviously it being a shock, but it was just like a really great feeling. You know, it was like euphoric. And, you know, the whole process getting there, you know, like the first class seats on the plane, it was just really awesome to get spoiled a little bit. And yeah, I mean, as far as working with Sandler and going toe to toe with his daughter, Sunny, who's now my really great friend. I mean, that was just an amazing, amazing process. I mean, yeah, no, they're just like the realest people probably in entertainment. Like I've had some of the realest conversations with the cast of any of the people I've encountered in my life, you know, and it was just great working with them. You know, it was just the chemistry from day one, becoming friends. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's like five kids, you put them together and you just get to run around Canada and film a movie during the day. You know, it's
yeah.
like, it was just awesome, you know, truly. Yeah.
I love that too, because it looked like a really fun movie.
It did.
One, you got to go to like, I don't know how many freaking bat mitzvahs was in that movie, like five. So you got to go to all these different parties. And then I also feel like, you know, doing our research on you and going through like your Instagram, a lot of your clothing choices and costume choices look like something you would actually wear in real life. So did you have any input in your costume design? Because I feel like that just came right out of your closet.
So Jordy, who love her, yeah, she's one of the most talented people I know. We had great chemistry from day one, obviously. In the first fitting we did, you know, obviously great chemistry. And yeah, I could just tell, like, and we kind of just like vibed it out a little bit. But yeah, you know, like I for sure love Andy's clothing choices. And I think that's something that me and Jordy got to play around with a little bit and have a lot of fun with. And it was like, you know, I'd see my wardrobe and I'd be like, maybe I don't like this piece. And I'd just run over to the costume trailer and be like, how do we do this or this?
Yeah.
It was super fun because we got to like figure it out together. And it was just, I think we really got to create this sort of style for Andy, and it definitely bled a little bit of me. But yeah, no, and luckily got to take a couple pieces home.
I was about to ask. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure wear them a lot.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, a huge thank you to Online Ceramics, who I was wearing a lot of in the film. Their stuff's awesome. And yeah,
So building on that, so you had a little bit of leeway there, you had a little bit of input, say, and Sandler, I'm assuming, is just an ad-lib off the top kind of a guy on any film he does. You could just see that. Did you have that ability? Was the director friendly with, could you take it a little bit here or there, or play with the dialogue? Or, I mean, were you able, because you seem like that kind of, anybody who references Ferris Bueller as the motivation, I feel like is going to make some ad-libs, is going to kind of go off script a little bit. Were you able to do that? And how was that, the chemistry and being able to say, hey, I don't feel real comfortable here. Maybe I wouldn't say it this way or that way. Did you have that luxury to be able to do that?
So, yeah. So luckily with our amazing director, Sammy Cohen, we were obviously given that great luxury. It was a really fun process because, it was like ad-libbing here, ad-libbing there, and it kind of just having fun with the script, you know? And it's like, Andy is this very precocious and just not obviously nice person. So, you know, the retirement home scene where it's like, I'm dribbling away the basketball and I like cross up this old man. It's like, yeah. I have to kind of play and toy with like what I was saying. And, you know, mm-hmm. like if I was yelling at him or like Goldfarb rules or whatever, you know? We got to play with that a little bit, and it's just, yeah, I mean, it was just super fun, to be able to like mess around with just whatever, you know, lines were in the film.
Love it.
That's awesome. And I mean, yeah, you did get a lot of, I feel like, creative freedom. And, but like you said, from your own vein, that with costume designing, it was also the same with your character being a sports guy, because you're a really big sports guy. I know you're really big into football, but they kind of portrayed you more as a soccer guy. Do you like soccer, or are you kind of just all the way around, or, you know, what's your favorite style of sport?
So, yeah, so I'm a football player at heart, and mm-hmm. I started doing that freshman year of high school. But, you know, before, actually all throughout middle school, I did play soccer, and, you know, it was decent. You know, it was just,
yeah,
it was like, I would like to say I'm an athletic guy.
There you
and
go.
Oh, so, you know, like it was kind of just like, oh, I'll do every sport, you know, in middle school. Cause it's like all of them, you know?
Yeah.
Coming into high school, definitely picked my sport, which is football.
There you go.
Yeah. And track as well.
Nice. Which,
yeah. Not so much of a soccer guy.
I feel you. Did you actually kick the ball and hit her in the face? Was that something you all... I was like,
didn't actually hit her in the face. No.
No.
I did kick the ball. Yeah.
Nice. You a wide out? I'm just curious. Yeah, I knew it. Yeah, you've got the frame. You look exactly like I did in high school. I'm like, he's got to play a wide out. That's what I played. I'm just like, there's no way. Do you go two ways? Do you play DB too? Or?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Fantastic. Fantastic.
And I mean, with the pre-recording before the national championship game, who do you got, Washington or Michigan? That's the real question.
Michigan all the way.
There we go.
Yeah, go blue, baby. Go blue.
Let's do it.
That's right. I love this kid already. He hasn't said a single thing wrong yet. I just love it. Okay. Now I'm curious because, you know, you're still a young guy, you're high school, you're on a big movie, you've got Sandler's kid, you know, not bad looking, you know. Do you have a girlfriend? Was that your first on-screen kiss? And if you have a girlfriend, how'd that go? Just curious. I mean, you know.
Yeah, so no, I don't have a girlfriend.
Probably good then. That's all right. Okay. Yeah, all right.
No awkwardness.
Yeah. Didn't have one while we were shooting, obviously. But that was my first on-screen kiss.
And
nice.
It especially the one the kiss we shot with Sunny.
Right.
A little mm-hmm. stressful. And there actually is a really funny blooper where it's like Adam like pulled open the curtain and he was like, "We're going home," and it was really fun. No, but I mean, you know, obviously we're very professional,
of course.
And, mm-hmm. We're able to be comfortable in doing that. You know, obviously the cast collectively, we grew pretty close together over that summer. So it, as much as it was weird, it was also just like, you know, we're working, so
I love that. I love that.
There you go. Yeah. The professionalism at your age is amazing because there's people way beyond you in years that are still not that professional. So kudos to you. Kudos to your team, your parents for raising you right. Because, you know, there are some crazy people out there. Right. But something new that we're starting in 2024 with our guest is our popcorn questions. And I'm very excited about this. And you might have actually kind of answered these questions unintentionally throughout the interview, but we can just reiterate them. So I'm going to start. It's only five questions. And I'm going to start out with the first one. What is the funniest moment or her most memorable moment on set of this film?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I mean, there's so many. Funny or most memorable? I would say in Devin's B'nai Mitzvah, we got to run around in the Royal York Hotel and have our own rooms and, you know, do whatever. And so it's like this giant extravaganza party is going on downstairs while we're just like chilling, you know. And me and my co-star, Judd, who's my very close friend, we were able to just kind of chill in these robes, you know, and just like watch TV, whatever. And we actually got to learn the TikTok dance that was being shot, which and so we were just in our in these rooms upstairs like getting the hang of it, and there's videos of lifting up because like I had no idea what I was doing, and Doug was just like killing it. He's an actor. I don't know what that kid's doing at home, but he's good TikTok dancing. But that was super fun. I mean, every day was a new memory for sure. And we just had a great time.
All right, I've got one. I don't have the list pulled up in front of me, Logan, but I've got one for you. I mean, the first one out, you land a gig with Sandler. That's got to be amazing. But do you have an actor that you're like, okay, I'm continuing this thing. I'm running and gunning. This is what I want to do. And this is the person that I absolutely have to work with, that I want to work with. Do you have that person?
Yeah, and as much as it, like, you know, I feel like right now this is probably mainstream, but like forever, Timothée Chalamet has been like my like go-to, like, I don't know. He's just one of the most talented actors I've ever watched. And I really, really admire his craft in everything he does, from like Lady Bird to Call Me By Your Name to, you know, I would love to work with him.
Nice.
There you go. Good choice. Good choice. I'm more of a Tom Holland guy, but it's okay. I won't hold it against you. It's fine.
I could see this guy in a Marvel movie, though. Like, without doubt, bro. I could totally see you in a, yeah.
That's awesome. If you could live in a film, what film would it be?
Ooh. Well, can't say Ferris Bueller's Day Off because I already do live in that film.
There you go.
No, I did just mention this. So have you guys seen Call Me By Your Name?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So I Italy and Europe is like one of my favorite places. You know, I've to travel there, but I really hope to soon. And just the way that they shot Italy in the film is
right.
Like I would love to just be encapsulated in that. Like, you know, just like life and like ride my little bike around. in Italy. That'd be awesome.
Love that.
I know, right? Talk about a dream vacation right there. Goodness gracious. The last two are kind of, you know, so what's your morning routine? How do you start the day and how do you get motivated in the morning to, you know, knock out everything you have in front of you?
So I am a high school student and I go to public school. So usually on those days I'll wake up and it'll be a struggle, but I'll wake up. And, you know, first thing I like to do is get in the shower because it kind of just like,
let it all go.
Get in the shower, you know, obviously brush my teeth, wash my face, do all that stuff. Pick my outfit. You know, it's pretty important to me on most days. Eat a good meal.
Yep.
Definitely try and stay healthy for that as well. And drink like a big glass of water. You know, I think that's pretty important.
Definitely.
Very.
Yeah, and then pet my dog a little bit, and I'll say hi to the fan. It's
There you go.
I mean, it's pretty chill on most mornings, to be honest.
Got to get the dog in there, though. Got to.
Got
You
to.
know,
It's good for the mental health. Good for the mental
absolutely.
health. And
Yeah.
the last one so far, I know you're so early on, but it's still, one of those things. Are you happy with your career so far?
You know, I believe that I'm extremely blessed to have had the opportunity to, kickstart my career with this wonderful film that we made. And yeah, I am really happy that that happened, but I'm not going anywhere.
I love
You know,
that.
I love it.
I love that answer. I
I
love
got a
that.
lot.
So, quickly, any aspirations eventually behind the camera? The way I bring that up because you said you love the way they shot in Italy, meaning you're clearly paying attention to the way things look. Any aspirations to get behind the camera, either, as a cinematographer or as a director at some point in the career?
You know, I think directing would be awesome. Like that would like in the long run that I mean, you know, I would love to have a really well captured acting career first, you know. Get my, you know, get that done or not done, you know, but like, you know, just like have like a wonderful experience doing that. Maybe get some producing credits, you know, get behind that a little bit. But yeah, no, I would love to direct a film. That would be my dream. Or even writing. You know, it's one of my biggest passions. I do love cameras as well. I have a huge collection. And I do just love shooting stuff. You know, if you see me, I'm always just like behind my phone taking pictures of whatever. But yeah, no, directing would be awesome in the future. That'd
That's,
be, yeah.
yeah, that's incredible.
That's
Dude,
so
you see Logan, he's got that. You see the little projector in the camera. You see behind me, I got my 8 millimeters. We're big camera collectors as well. We've got a pretty extensive collection as well. So that's awesome, man.
thank you.
Of course, of course. But man, I am super excited for your career, and you have always you've earned your spot, okay? You are an honorary crazy aunt. If you ever want to come back inside this podcast, please feel free to reach out because this was an amazing conversation. I feel like you are very prepared for the entertainment industry and very prepared for all the things that are coming your way. And I think you have a very bright future in this industry. So I'm very excited for you. And it's all about social media. So where can people follow you?
So yeah, so on Instagram, I'm the real Dylan Hoffman, and on TikTok, I'm It's Dylan Hoffman.
Yeah.
I
Fantastic.
don't have
Fant
Twitter because I'm not negative, but yeah.
Nice. Well, like I said, man, open invite. Anytime you ever want to come back on, we also have a mental health podcast. So there's all these different lanes that we're trying to get in, but we're very excited for you. Everybody, be sure to check out. You're so not invited to my bat mitzvah on Netflix with the one and only Dylan Hoffman. Man, again, like I said, thank you so much for coming on the show and all the success in the world, man. We're super excited for you.
I really appreciate that. Much love.
Yes, sir. Take care, man, and we'll be in touch soon, buddy.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Ooh, boy, talk about a young talent that I think is going to go really far in this industry.
Oh, dude, without doubt, he's already got it so put together. And I was really, really impressed with him. And I mean, this guy's got anybody who references 80s films, like he's a teenager. He's already referencing 80s films. I love this kid. But all kidding aside, I think, like you said, the ability to understand the industry already and how it works and how to present yourself, that's huge. And I just think, I agree with you. He's gonna have a long career in this business, and what a just a stellar young guy, man.
Agreed, man. Agreed. I'm super excited. But man, oh man, thank you again, Dylan Hoffman, for coming on the show.